You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
Shots, I think.
Yeah, but I never used to be a fan of whites in general.
Tequila's like not whites because it's just like a bullet to the heart quickly. And you resurrect.
I said you resurrect, yeah. Last month, tequila was on deck. And I haven't looked back since. I can't lie to you, man. That's the go-to from now on still.
Yeah, tequila's good. I think at your motive, tequila.
Was that what you were on?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Baby Boys, by the way?
Yes, I did. You saw me on your TikTok. Like, in your TikTok, I said, Baby Boys,
you know what's so still crazy? I actually would like to have feedback, though. What did you actually think?
I loved it because I'd been to that venue twice. My other friends are event hosts.
Oh, they do events as well? Okay, yeah. And so you've been to there?
Yeah, I've been to there, 3 weeks before. So close.
Eish.
Literally.
Are you going to say which one was better?
No. My friends are better, obviously.
Whoa.
They're my friends.
Okay.
Obviously, by force. I'm joking. But no. Generally, I think I enjoyed both the same. It's because the first one I went with, like, my girl.
Okay,
second one I went with, like, someone else trying to get to know kind of thing.
Fizz.
And yeah, both of them was really good. And I met all of you.
What was your takeaway from the night? Like, what did you enjoy?
I think having the challenges.
Oh, you thought that was a nice touch?
Yeah, it was.
I'm glad.
I loved that. Guys were very interactive, like the host.
Were we?
Like, yeah, you guys were moving around. Like, you weren't in one space, like, stressing, like, what's going on?
You know,
like,
so crazy, yeah? A lot of people point this out to me because obviously, out of all of us, I'm the one that's very much, like, even when doors close, I'm still, like, active, moving around. So I had to get into the mindset of, the first two events, you can tell, like, when, like, if you ask, oh, where's Joe? I'm always moving, I'm just around, innit?
Yeah.
So this one, I was thinking to myself, you know what, I'm actually going to try and enjoy this event a bit more.
You did, you with your vest.
Boy, I left that place.
Singlet.
I left that place burst, bro. Fuck, you know, man.
Nah, same to be fair.
Nah, it was good. Any more motives you're looking forward to this summer? Have you traveled?
Holiday.
Oh, I was even about to say.
Yeah, I went holiday with my friend in February. I'm going holiday with my family. We went to Tenerife.
Okay.
I've been there before with my family, but I haven't been there with a friend.
So different vibes.
It was fantastic. And it was a birthday. Fantastic.
Okay,
vibe.
Birthday celebrants.
Yeah, we didn't go clubbing or anything. It was just good vibes.
Oh, like, you didn't go clubbing at all?
No, not at all.
What was it, like excursions? Or like
spa, bare restaurants, like two a day, three a day.
Eating,
boat trips and like stuff like that. And then my family were going to Croatia in August.
Okay.
Which should be fun. There's five of us. And then I want to go to Miami for my birthday.
So last Miami. Year Miami. Hey, Esther wants to go to Miami.
No, not Miami. Sorry, I said the wrong thing.
Hey,
Hawaii.
No, you didn't say the wrong thing.
Hawaii.
You said what's on your heart.
No, Hawaii. I'm so sorry. It sounds the same.
Hey.
I want to go to Hawaii and I want to wear the coconut bra.
Enjoyment.
And drink out of a coconut.
Enjoyment lifestyle. I've been told, now that's not Miami, but I was going to say I've been told Miami's a top destination still.
Yeah, but I've been to Florida, just not Miami. So
okay,
I want to
cool.
go somewhere new. So Hawaii.
I
sorry, guys. I misspoke.
I hear that. That's nice, man. Yeah. Anywhere else that you're planning on going?
Nigeria, but I've
December
applied.
Times.
I want to go December, but I applied for my passport, like renewal, last August.
Okay.
So deep, it's nearly a year. Nothing.
You're not going. You're not,
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not
I've
going.
I've got my NIN. I've applied. Nothing.
Wait, so you wasn't born in Nigeria?
I was.
You was born in Nigeria.
I wasn't. Sorry.
If you want to claim, I claim with your chest, man.
I was born here, but I've had a Nigerian passport, so it's just a renewal kind of thing.
Okay. When last did you go? Do you remember the last time you've been?
5 years old. Yeah.
Jeez, 5 years is the last time you was in Nige.
When I was 5 years old.
That's the last time you've been to Nige.
Yeah, I went 2 and 5. Yeah.
So you haven't been since the age of 5?
Yeah. My brother is 16. He's never been. I don't know. Because my mom.
What kind of lifestyle
here.
Is this, bro? What's going on?
No, listen, my mom was born here, so she has no inclination to go, like, Nigeria. My dad is the only one that's pushed us to go.
I find it so interesting, like, Nigerian parents that are born here, you know. Like, whenever people tell me that,
East London,
she's a Brit babe, for real.
Like, you know what I mean, mate?
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
days.
I'm not your mate, first of all. You're my mom. But
that
yeah.
is crazy. I'm trying to touch Nigeria, like, hopefully by God's grace this December, man. I was there last 2019. Absolutely amazing.
I'm so jealous.
Dirty. Absolutely amazing. What? Oh my gosh. I need
Hot
to go
boy,
back.
Winter.
Man. No. I need to go back still. I can't even lie to you. It's the only place I feel like inclined to go all the time. Because I don't travel as much in it. I feel like I need to start stamping my passport more often than going places.
Yeah.
I'm planning on going to Italy at some point. We'll see.
You have to.
We'll see.
Italy is my second, it's my spirit animal.
You said your spirit animal.
No, honestly, I've been twice and I did it at GCSE.
Oh,
sorry. I got a good grade.
You speak Italian well?
No.
So why are you... why are you flexing?
I did.
You're the man there that put best stuff on their CV and you come to the interview and you're asking...
It's on my CV as well. I swear, that was on my CV. I said A-star Italian.
Oh my God. Don't let them on interview catch you, bro. Do not let them on interview catch you, bro. That's how you get caught slipping.
No, but I've been twice and it was amazing.
It was nice. Where did you go in Italy? Do you remember?
I went to Tuscany and I went to Milan.
Fancy babe. I know,
the pizza is pizza written.
I heard they have really nice ice cream. That gelato there is like.
The gelato is amazing. Proper. If you walk down the street, you'll pass every 2 minutes
ice cream. There's a spot still.
Yeah, hot chocolate. They like melt the chocolate.
So,
it's not the powder.
Experience, babe. Wow. Okay, you sold it to me.
Hey guys, welcome to my channel.
But yeah, man, let's get into it. This is Real Soulful, episode 86. Big guest in the studio as always. As always, I'm not gonna introduce her. I'm gonna let her introduce herself. So if she wants to.
Okay, guys, it's your girl Intricate, the tech babe.
Wow.
It's your girl Intricate as always. Ooh. So I'm here today with Joe.
She's on good vibes today, man. She was late, but it's because she had a little bit of a hangover. Okay, should
guys,
I say
I hosted a games night that I decided to do 4 days ago and I did it yesterday. I had 3 days including a full-time work.
Was it a games night? You know when people host games night? Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
See, I knew it because it's not there's no games involved. You lot just branding stuff as
we played three or four games
and the rest was just alcohol and music.
Yeah, but it's like I said, come from six, expect like people come 9 or whatever, and people came from like 7:30. But the thing was, is like people, I said RSVP.
Why are people RSVP into a games night? What's that about?
Because I have a lot of friends. I want to know who's coming. And
fair the enough.
People that RSVP does like 20 max.
Okay.
So I thought, let's round it up to 30.
Cool.
No, I wish it was 30.
Battalion in your household, bro. Hella man.
Man.
Well, hella people, should I say.
hella people.
Fair enough.
But it was hella
enough.
Man. How do you know?
Huh?
No, it was some games were brazy. Like, I would go get the door, come back, and they're like, Esther, you have a question.
What kind of games were being played?
You pass the ball. I bought a ball. I just thought it would come in handy.
First,
you throw it to anyone in the room and you ask them any question you want. So obviously everyone kind of knows each other from ends, uni, whatever.
What kind of questions were being thrown? I'm intrigued.
The question someone asked me is, tap everyone that you've lips on the shoulder.
Jesus Christ.
And make them stand up.
What's going on here?
And you know, girls, we're kind of fluid with how we behave. So obviously my girls, I was no surprise, but over like, there's people that I've been friends with for 20 years.
I see.
So maybe in year 7.
That you lips.
Not even lips. You don't have to lips in your 7. Did you?
Hello, boy. I'm not allowed to speak about my lawyer present. I'll be real. I can't even talk still, man. I'll be real.
It was mad, but it was only like 2 guys, 2 girls. Nice. But it's like there was potentials in the room.
You know, so what was the ratio? Because I feel like, when people host, like obviously when girls host, whenever a girl's host anything, I always just expect that there's going to be hella guys there.
Yeah, the ratio was a bit bad because.
Yeah, so you knew it, man.
No, but it's not because I invited equal people, but the girls that RSVP'd, I was like, cool, 10 girls. Guys, cool. RSVP'd, cool, 10 guys. Last minute, can I bring my bro? You guys, like girls know what they're doing for like 3 weeks in advance. So if you say I'm coming,
yeah, man, I'm on vibes, man. We don't plan it until the day, bro.
It's like, bro, what are you doing today? I'm going to a game site. You want to come? Esther, you
don't even Factually, that's how it goes.
Yeah,
that's
but good, then. It was okay because I think a lot of the guys knew each other because everyone's just from ends kind of thing. So
when East do you live? Do you want to disclose?
I live in Abbey Wood. Yeah, fine. I'm leaving.
Abbey Wood
next to Thames Mead and Woolwich.
Okay. Oh, you're not that far.
From here, I'm very far.
I've not been tuning in. What's been going on the Love Island?
So Love Island, I'm going to just say my favourites. And I've hated so much this season. So my favourite's Ekansu.
Okay.
She's my favourite because she's herself. And it's kind of a person where you're like, I don't actually like you. Because I didn't agree with things she did, genuinely.
Is this the one that's beefing, what's his name? Italian brother.
Yeah, no, they're back together.
See, so this is I'm lost in the sauce, man.
Yeah, literally. This
why are they back together? What's going on?
So she beefed him because she lipped some other guy twice, 2 nights in a row.
She
went there. And that's when I said, oh, I don't like the behaviour. But I like her. You get?
Fair enough, I hear it.
And then after that, the guy she lipped, she was not with it. Then one guy came in and chose her. She wasn't with it. And then him and her, everyone on Twitter, you'll see, they're like a divorced couple. Like they try to say things to make each other pissed off. Literally.
Oh my days. Toxicity is rife.
Literally is rife. And it's like, it's so entertaining. And everyone just thought, yeah, cool, they're gonna get back together.
Fez.
And they did. She chose him at the recoupling.
Interesting.
And he's been trying to be all macho about it, but he definitely fancies her.
Women have a funny way of playing the long game, you know. You lot do some very interesting things.
No, because she's not a woman, she's a monster. She's a villain.
She's a monster. I've been hearing India and the Dami girl, the faves right now.
Yes, that's my faves. I want them to win.
Okay,
first black couple to win. Nice. We've had like a white and a mixed race guy kind of thing, but okay, just a black couple.
Nice. India and Dami. Who else are you? Who are not your faves?
I did like Paige, but I don't like anymore.
I see.
No, I don't not like him, but she's not my favorite. Other than that, my faves, I like Andrew alone. He's in a couple. I don't like his partner, Tasha, but Andrew himself.
Okay, as a person.
Yeah, I just think he chose a girl. Mm-hmm. He said, this is who I want to go for. Mm-hmm. And he's just stuck with it.
No wondering eye, nothing like that.
Yeah, but it's more like, if you have a wondering eye, we're pretty, like, you can, but it's more like, stick with who you're with. And then if someone comes, then you're like, oh.
Yeah,
but don't look for it. Like, if it comes, let it come, but don't be searching. Like, a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, I'm going to get to know everyone.
Just yeah, but that's the whole point, though. You get to know everybody so that you have a more informed decision. Because you make a decision so early on, and then it's like, fuck, now I'm stuck.
It's true.
Do you get
it? But I think, like, for you, you could probably be with a girl, you're thinking, nah, probably this is it for me. And then
me personally,
maybe I'm asking basically the question. So you personally, you're with a girl, you think maybe we can go to them together.
I see.
And then people are coming in, and it's just a matter of, oh, you heard them speak, or you see how they look, or whatever, and you're like, oh, let me get to know her.
Yeah.
Not that anybody comes in and I have to get to know any person, because I'm not sure. It means you're leaving him.
Okay, I see what you're trying to say.
And that's what I'm saying about his partner. That's what she's doing. Like, anyone that comes in, I need to get to know. But get to know people that you're interested in, because
for you to be interested in person, they would have had to have presented themselves in a particular way, and then obviously you go after it.
And
so
then when they don't, and you still get to know them, that's the issue.
Okay, fair enough.
Every single person.
Do you think you can see yourself on Love Island? Do you think?
No, they called me. I said no.
Are you serious?
I'm being serious. They DM'd me, ITV casting team on
Instagram. Bro, shut up, man.
Yes,
why
sir.
We not see you on Love Island?
I said no, because obviously they DM'd me and they didn't say it's Love Island. They said like a show if you're single.
I see.
I thought it must be Love Island, but obviously they didn't say it. So I was like, yeah, call me on this number. Then a girl, I won't say her name, she called me from the team.
The casting team, yeah.
And then she said, Love Island. I was like, I'm going to think about it. She was like, okay, we'll set up an interview for you next Friday.
I see.
If you're just like, no, just message me.
Okay.
Otherwise, just come to the interview.
Fizz.
I talked to my friends about it, like my close friends. And I said, personally, I would go if I'm in Castelmo or Bombshell. Because I don't want to spit in someone's mouth. I don't want to give a lap dance. I don't want to do any of that shit.
Off cams.
I swear to God, I wouldn't. Like, my dad will watch I respect my family too much.
And even if that wasn't the case,
I just think I don't want to do that for, like, it's forever, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That brand will be with you to your die.
I can get deals, but no, I don't want to do it.
Interesting. I didn't know that Love Island reached out like that still.
Yeah, I guess. And my friend as well. We're not close, but someone I know. They reached out to her as well.
I see.
But she's like, our profiles are very similar on Instagram. So I was like, when she said that, I wasn't surprised. But yeah.
Love Island casting team.
They're good. But no, I wouldn't.
Anything else you've been seeing on socials catching your eye? What's going on? Talk to me about you, man. What have you been thinking about? You know, so crazy. I never really, like, obviously, whenever people come on the pod, like, we tend to have these kind of conversations, but I never really have time to actually, like, get to know my guests, properly. Yeah, man, let me get to know you. What's going on?
Fill me in for a chat.
Well, let's go for a chat. For real. Let me know. What's something I should know about you that a lot of people probably don't know?
That people don't know. Okay, everyone knows I'm a tech babe. And I got an award. Big up me. If you don't support yourself, who's going to?
Actually.
So 2021, Woman in Software.
That's actually an amazing accolade, though, be real.
Yeah, I'm so happy because I was in tech for years. I will always say that. I'm not even, if you think I'm gassed, I don't care because I did.
No. Took your ish always.
Other than tech stuff, Oh, it's all taken it.
That's her life, 9 to 5. No. Okay, no, you know what's so crazy? All right, briefly, I know you don't really like talking about tech, like if it's not tech stuff, but yeah. How did you actually get into it though, for real? Was it something you always knew you enjoyed, like being involved in tech?
No, not at all. So in uni, I did math, stats, econ and business.
Fucking hell, man.
And in stats, there was a lot of programming.
Jesus.
But it was the hard kind. Like,
okay.
Programming is hard in general, but it's the ones that you actually generally hate.
Yeah.
Was stats. Determining like if you're black or white, what's the difference if we use this machine in a medical facility?
Long day.
In numbers, it's long for anyone.
That sounds like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of that school.
It's just one example.
Flipping home.
Yeah, it was long. So yeah, I came out and I was always doing media and makeup. So
I see.
I had a cosmetic business online, selling stuff.
Okay.
And then media, I just edit people's YouTube videos and stuff.
Nice.
So when I came out of uni, I just did the media thing. Mm-hmm. So someone employed me,
mm-hmm.
And an engineer who was my friend, sound engineer. So it was vibes. Then I was still doing the media stuff, but then I started doing market research, interviewing, just to get more on the side because, you know, clients come and go.
Yeah.
Lockdown came, lost the
the media stuff.
Media stuff, because people weren't trying to whatever. Market research, lost it. People are not trying to pay. No one has money. Everything. So I had time on my hands. And my girl, shout out LCX, AE, find them on Spotify, find them on SoundCloud, AE, Mistaken, Focus, whatever.
Shout
capital
out, shout
extra.
Out, shout out.
Yeah, I'm joking, but I have to.
Nah, big him up. Here.
AE. ATE Music on Instagram. Okay. But yeah, Lizzie sent me a link because I had done like a course in AI.
Okay.
And then I was kind of interested and she sent me a link for web development.
I see.
It was free for girls. Like, ooh, it was just a course for girls. Did it. And the tutor, me and my team of three won like the best project. So she messaged me like, oh, like, I think you'll be really good in this field.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a job, like application thing with like training. And I applied like, and I got the job. And that's where I am today. Same job.
See the story.
That was 2 years ago.
Come same up is crazy.
Yeah, compare the market. Everyone knows that insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, can you get me insurance? I do the web, the app.
And that's Set
it.
On.
I can't help you with insurance. I literally just make the app with my team. That's it.
That is absolutely amazing.
So
still, because I feel like it's quite uncanny that you hear a lot of women. Well, not before like getting into tech, you'd often think it was male dominated. Like going into
it
tech,
is male dominated.
Still is.
Yeah.
You think so? Oh, I would have thought that was shifting.
Mm-mm. When I came, I was the only black woman for a year.
Mm.
And then we have another black person and that's a man. So women.
Yeah.
It's very male dominated, white male dominated.
But it makes you stand out more though, being the woman in
exactly.
tech.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Yeah. Wowza.
Yeah.
So what are the perceptions people have of you that you're in tech? Smart babe.
I think more guys are interested in me because they're like, you're tech babe,
mm-hmm.
but you're still from like ends, and but you're still cute.
She's smart with edge. That's what they like.
They like the edge, yeah. So they expect me to be like,
smart
oh my
with
gosh,
edge.
Hey, yes, I'm in software engineering, and I'm a
hello.
No, I'm that fam. No, it's not that thing. But yeah, I think it's like that. There's a bit of different dimensions to me that,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't really care because it's just if I like you, I like you kind of thing.
Okay.
So I think yeah, that's. For me, and also my family are really nice. Like, if you come to my house for the first time, my dad will shove food in your face.
Ah, as any Nigerians and hospitality, they go hand in hand. I'll be real,
yeah. Okra,
they go hand in hand still. I can't even lie to you. Shout out to Pops, man.
Yeah.
I have to come over still, bro.
So I think if it's not for me, I've come home from school one time and my friend was in my house. I didn't
just
know.
Unprovoked.
Talk to my mom eating food. Yeah.
Shout out to your parents, man. They're chilled.
I said, what are you doing here? She said, I'm eating with your mum. I said, who do you tell you're coming here? She was like, I told your mum. I said, you have a number.
Did your parents push you to, like, not push you, but did they encourage tech knowing that that's what you're getting
no,
into?
No, because obviously it wasn't a kind of, like, it was always like an actuary or investment banking, with the stuff I did. So tech wasn't like, it's not that, they would have pushed me if I said it.
Frizz.
But no, they didn't know. It just came about.
Nice.
But my mom is the head of computer science at school. And people always say, is that how you got into it? I said, no.
The links can connect and still, can't lie.
No, she got into after I came to tech. Like, she was in.
My sister came after.
She came after me. I raised
them. Copy the flow.
I raised
all
my
you niggas is my sons, for real.
No,
for
but
real.
It's just kind of weird. Like, everyone's in a, like an IT-ish position. My dad's like in economics. My sister did law, which is different.
Nah, shout out to her. Yeah. Me and her she in the just same, graduate. Same boat for real. Must
graduate. Yeah.
Ah, not easy, Sha. So most of your family are very like academia.
Yes, heavy in the, there's in the family. I think like 9 degrees between both my parents. So we had no choice.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy is the crown.
Different Flip degrees. Psychology.
Crazy. You were talking something about going for who you like. Do you have a particular type that you go for?
Yeah, I kind of do. Like, I think not physically, but I think what I go for is, I won't say personality, just vibes.
That's so funny. You know? I've never heard a woman say, I won't say personality, because that's the trick route that they try to give you. Oh my gosh, no, about personality.
I won't say personality because someone can be so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say someone doesn't look good to me personally, and then their personality is so good. I'm like, yeah, we'll go for it. Someone that doesn't look good and has bad personality, not go for. But you can have good personality and I don't want to go for you.
Interesting.
So I think what I would say would be matching the elements of my character.
Your character.
So like, if I say, okay, let's karaoke right now, Joe, let's stand up. I'm playing an instrumental or spit an 8-bar. I would do it with you. Honestly, my friends know. 8-bar now.
Are
I'm
you
not
very spontaneous?
Very spontaneous.
I can tell. You give me that vibe to call me up and be like, yeah, let's do this and this on literally, a random day.
Like me and my friend, let's say it's Thursday. Should we go holiday tomorrow?
What? Yeah, bake off, man. Not that spontaneous, man.
No, and then pulling niggas out for a holiday. We went to Malta the next day, literally for like 3 days. Just rotted. And like my games night, like I told you, I decided 4 days ago I'm going to do a games night. I did it. It was like, that's how life is. But I think I'm just a guy that matches like...
Just your vibe in general.
Like, yeah, his personality can be good, but just match like spontaneous... Good vibes. You don't have to be good looking.
Excuse me?
No, not the opposite, basically. You can be decent and above.
I was trying to catch you up. Yeah, good. Okay.
What about you? First. What do you think for your girl?
Boy, how often do guests ask me about my type? Sunday vibes for real. My type. You know what's so crazy?
Watching me drink this drink.
I feel like nowadays, what I am going for is like, I like someone that can make me laugh, man. I feel like that's something that's like, it's very important to me now. I'm starting to deep it still. Like, I actually want to be in a position. I won't toot my horn and say I think I'm funny, because, well, that's what I get told a lot of the time. I'm very charismatic.
Can you make a deal?
Sorry?
If you tell me I'm funny, I'll tell you you're funny.
That's not how it works. That is not how it works at all. What? Why would you want me to tell you you're funny?
So I can tell you you're funny.
I don't want you to tell you. No, you have to actually... believe that I'm funny.
No, I believe you are, but I wanted something back in return.
Oh God, Jesus Christ!
Let's go.
Anyways, like I was saying,
he laughed, guys.
Like I've noticed that I actually want to be in the company of someone that's actually hilarious. Though, like if you can make me laugh, I can't lie to you. It's getting down still. It's getting down still. But yeah, obviously, I want someone who's smart, who's pretty. What else usually my type that I'm liking these days?
What about physically?
Physically, okay. Me personally, I won't date anyone who isn't black, I'll be real. It's black women, that's my bag forever and always. Preferably Nigerian, doesn't have to be, but preferably Nigerian. I mean, that's not really
cultural,
physical.
Like,
it just makes sense. It's easier. Oddly enough, the last few black women that I've been involved with have been taller than me. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. The stallions, they grab my eye sometimes, but I like short women as well. I don't discriminate between the two, but just based off what I've experienced the last couple of times. But
were they better than the shorter girls, or it was happened to be three in a row?
Oof.
I won't get you in trouble.
Boy, okay. You won't get me trouble.
You look for it, you seek it.
I like it still, I can't lie. You know what's so crazy? Some had their days. Others were better than others. I can't really say the tours were better than the shorts. It was just whoever was winning at the time was winning still.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like someone who's from my culture.
Yeah.
Pretty face, funny. Like, funny is the biggest one for me. And when I say smart, I don't mean intellectually. You don't have to be like A star to five, you know, eight A stars, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But intellectual in the sense where you've got opinions. I don't like yes women, like people that just talk to you for the sake of talking to you, or don't have opinions, or don't think about things for themselves.
Or just agree with you.
Nah, I'll catch you out off the jump still, be real.
I have a game.
What's the game?
So we both say something, we're going to throw it in the bin. I saw this on Foot Salem. So you could say girls with fake eyelashes or something like that.
Yeah.
So just what would you take away in society as like a black Twitter society kind of
cool thing? I got one already. Birthday makeup.
I agree. I don't even say anything. I agree.
I won't even lie to you, yeah, babes. Listen, all the female listeners I have on this on pod, yeah, real soft. Listen, I'll be so rude to you, ladies. Please, the soft glam, it works Monday to Friday. Why on Saturday does it have to be so intense?
And the shine is
I've actually seen this live. Or there's been babes I've known personally.
Yeah.
Actually, let me not say personally, but there's babes I've been around, yeah.
Because they'll take it personal.
Yeah, because they'll take it personally. But you know, the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, soft glam slaps. That Saturday, that Sunday, broski, it easy, man. And it's not so much that you can't recognize them. It's just more so that it's not good. It's heavy, man. It's heavy. Calm down. You don't need that much. Be real.
I refuse for someone.
I'm putting that in the bin. Even on weddings as well, please, women. I beg of you. I beseech you by the mercy of God, please.
I prefer Nollywood makeup to the.
Sorry.
I prefer Nollywood makeup to birthday makeup.
But they're both as intense.
No, Nollywood makeup is the straight line eyebrow.
Nah, they're both as intense. What would you put in the bin?
What I would put in the bin is men talking about the girls they have. And then I think every girl knows about this.
What does that
mean?
So
basically, like men, they like to big themselves up.
As we should.
So it's almost like Davide. If you know Davide, you get what I'm saying. I love him, but it's just like, if I can get her, I could. Yeah,
but if you keep it to yourself,
you have a Louis Vuitton bag. Wear it when you want to wear it. Don't tell me you have it if I can't see it.
I see.
Men that
talk too much, essentially, is what you're saying. It's a lot of mouth.
Stop bigging yourself up. Let me see it for myself and judge it. Don't tell me what I can't see.
I'm 50-50 about that. Still, I don't mind niggas that want to big themselves up and boast.
That do that.
Sorry.
You know who you are.
Wow.
You have boys that do that, that's why.
Wow. There's nothing wrong with men wanting to big themselves up.
No, everyone should like be an advocate for themselves. Exactly. Like I came on here saying, yeah.
Talking your ish, as you should.
But if I can't see your Gucci bag.
Is that what we're looking for? Is that what we're looking for?
No, Gucci but bags. I mean, I don't
It's fine. You said what you said. It's calm though.
I don't have a Gucci bag.
Is that what we're looking for?
No, I just don't want you to tell me you have it when I can't see it.
Right.
Just let me see it. Let me glance at it first.
What else would you throw in the bin, Tommy?
I'll also throw in the phrase that don't fade. So.
Excuse me?
He said.
The face that doesn't fade.
The face that don't fade. So everyone has their barber, right?
Esther, be careful, you know. Be very, very careful.
I'm going to trigger someone
to that. Go on. What's the fade that doesn't fade?
The fade doesn't fade. So everyone has their barber. Your fade is nice.
This is crazy.
Your fade is calm.
This is crazy.
You're not the host of me, so I have to be nicer to one of you.
This is crazy.
There's face I see that it just jumps. It goes and just jumps. Do you know what I mean? And I really don't like it. And do you know what? It's not everyone. Like people that have like lower cuts than you guys, like you guys, it's fine. But it's people that have hair, like the little plaits and stuff. It's like the barber thinks the hair will cover it. We can see everything.
Okay.
So the fades that don't fade.
You know what's crazy? Speaking of haircuts, you know what? I will throw in the bin though. I'll be real.
What?
The sprays. I can't even lie to you. I can't lie. I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Frontal for Mandem.
The black spray.
For Mandem.
I don't agree with it only because it's like, you know, a prime example is my little brother. Yeah, I've been telling him to stop doing it only because it's like
at what age?
He's 14 though. It's calm, but it's just like I just feel like it's very unnecessary. Only because, especially if like your hair is intact, or even if you've come to the age where you realize that your thing's not as patterned, I start filming it, man. Don't you think?
The spray shouldn't. I think men shouldn't do those things.
Why not?
Like, I think you can get a hair transplant.
No, whatever. We don't do that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying own it. Own what you have. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time where...
It's cosmetic surgery.
There you go.
So it's physical surgery. Do what you want. But when you're putting hair dye on your skin, I don't think a girl should do it, let alone a guy. Okay. Anyone shouldn't do that.
Okay.
You caught the fly.
He did still. Real man. Intermission in the studio.
There was a fly flying around. And,
what's like the... what's one of the things you'd say you probably don't like about the dating scene right now? Because you're making mention of the fact that I feel like it's all over the place.
In my experience, the thing that I really don't like about it is that the guy, some of the guys I've tried to date move too fast. So
moves too fast in what sense?
So first date, he bought me this necklace. Hey guys, this necklace.
Wow, on the first fucking date. Pod.
On the pod, live.
He bought you the necklace on the first date.
Novacom necklace.
That's the thing.
I think I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a sign of.
But I don't even know if I like you yet. So it's just like.
So why are you still wearing this?
Respect yourself. Because he gave it to me. It's mine. We don't talk anymore, but it's mine.
Wowza.
Mama said, "Do you want to give it back?" I said, "I don't want to. No, I like it." Well, it's not a thing where it's like, I hate it. It's just more like I'd rather we build.
See, there's two sides to the spectrum, because women will say they don't like men that move too fast, and then they also say they don't like men that don't move at all.
Yeah, there's a middle ground in everything in life. Everything's on the spectrum. I'll be real.
I say, as men, always be on the safer side, bro. Because one, at least you know you can at least fix quicker. Moving too fast, there's no way you can ever like fix that straight away. But moving slowly, you can always increase that still.
Yeah, I think slower is better for me. Not too slow, where I don't think you have any interest in me. But it's more like, okay, first date, let's go somewhere calm. Second day, let's do something else. Third day, activity and whatever. Mm-hmm. But first day, you're saying, take this bracelet, take this necklace, take this flower. I do like those stuff, but I just you don't know me, so I feel like if I got with you, you can find a pretty girl anywhere and just want to fancy her.
Okay,
so you don't know me at all.
So here's my thing. Before we go, what's your one advice to women then in regards to dating?
Advice to women?
Yeah, because you're sound like a mogul right now, a guru. What's one advice you give?
I'll just say, be yourself. Like, if your friends are like, oh, he's so cute and you want to get with him because everyone thinks he's cute, personalities included, vice versa. If everyone's saying, oh, him, he might be the guy that's going to just, you know.
So be yourself.
Just be yourself. And if you like it, go with it. Run with it slowly.
Very, very nice advice from the Texas or tech babe, should I say.
Tech babe.
Obviously, it's a short one today because we're running out of time. But before we do go, this is a chance for you to plug yourself, let everybody know what you're up to, what you got going on.
Okay. So I'm at @its_intricate on everything. Snapchat, yes, sir. TikTok.
Yes, sir.
Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. I said everything already. But yeah, just, you know, shout me there. LinkedIn, Esther. You'll find me, SS Tech Babe. And what I have going on is lots of YouTube videos for you guys. I'm on episode 5 of Let's Talk Tech, Intricate to Tech Babe.
Nice. But yeah, man, it's a short one today. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. And that's the rules of episode 86. And that is a wrap.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you so much.